Psalm 63 reads, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I will remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Amen.
Surely goodness will follow. I didn't hear it come on. I was like, man, did I just cut off? Was I singing in the sound system the whole time? That'd have been bad. Man, praise Jesus, I didn't do that. All right, so, man, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, the rest of your weekend. Hopefully you have tomorrow off. If you don't, I'm sorry. It's not my fault if you don't, however. But we're going to go and celebrate, and we get to celebrate because people have made sacrifices, so we're thankful Amen. For that. Jesus even said that nobody has greater love than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. And so we get to celebrate and worship. We don't have to worry about somebody busting through that door for a reason, and so we're thankful. I do want to tell you guys, however, and I'm going to make this announcement. Today's the first time. I'll make it a couple times throughout the summer. But if any of what we've talked about over the last 18 weeks, hopefully it all interests you, and hopefully you'll move this week to act. But what I do know is that there is, sometimes there's a disconnect. It's like, what do I do? How do I go? I need some practical steps. Me and a handful of pastors, I'm kind of directing this organization that's going to be starting in the upstate called Forge. And so you can go and get a little more information. We go to forgeamerica.com. But what it is how do we live as missionaries where we live, work, and play, right? God has sent you, but sometimes it's just to your neighborhood or to your next-door neighbor or to whoever it may be. And so what does that look like? And if you're looking for practical steps on doing that, we're going to start our first residency. We got some people, our elders of another church, are going through it right now so that we're kind of ready to go in the fall. But if you kind of want to look like, what does that look like? Take practical steps to be a missionary in my neighborhood, at work, whatever, to be sent where God has already sent me. We're going to be starting residency this September and love for you to be involved. And we're going to share more about that. I just want to kind of start putting in your brain. So go in peace this week and weekend to love and serve God.
Name Amen. Tags.
And trade, and I'm going to say trade your name tag. I didn't even put mine on. I got to write one out real quick. I'll be praying for somebody. But trade your name tags, please.
Trade with me.